There are reports that Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has decided to pay the Kurdistan region's budget for February, but Kurdistan would need to fund its own budget for March onwards. Iraq's Prime Minister Maliki has been withholding Kurdistan's monthly government wages of more than $700 million for hundreds of thousands of Kurds. The Kurdistan region's prime minister has spoken out about Baghdad's action against his region.
The thing we're afraid of in Iraq has happened. We were afraid of a day whereby the desire of an individual person, the desire of one person, would be used as a pressure card against the citizens of the Kurdistan region. The Kurdistan region is serious about the fact that it will never return to the past.
An MP from Iraq's central government says the dispute is because Kurdish officials think they're entitled to manage oil.
According to the constitution, it's impossible for the local government and the regional government to sign contracts, especially concerning oil, because oil is a national and natural resource for all of Iraq's people. This is the power of the federal government in coordination with Iraq's provinces.
Prime Minister Maliki has been withholding Kurdistan's budget because the region has not contributed enough oil to Iraq's supply. Kurdistan's new oil pipeline via Turkey has made the dispute even worse. Baghdad says all oil deals must go through the Central State Oil Marketing Organization. Kurdish officials say Iraq's constitution gives them the right to manage oil as a region. The Iraqi Prime Minister's action against Kurdistan is viewed by some as a way to demonstrate his strength ahead of April's parliamentary elections. Some observers say that any decision to pay Kurdistan's budget doesn't mean it's the end of the disputes between Baghdad and Erbil. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Erbil.